This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. For the first time since April, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held a news conference Friday in a Trump administration bid to show it's paying attention to a spike in confirmed coronavirus cases. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
There was no White House backdrop, no presidential appearance. Instead, the briefing was held at the Health and Human Services Department, with Vice President Pence having to walk a delicate line in acknowledging a surge.
We now have seen cases begin to rise precipitously across the South.
And noting this is not like the pandemic's early days. The nation's better prepared to handle cases while also reopening the economy.
The reality is we're in a much better place.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci said the nation is facing a serious problem in some areas and reminded Americans to help keep each other safe.
We've got to realize that we are part of the process.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
European Union officials say that American tourists could be banned from traveling to the EU when the continent reopens on July 1st. The New York Times and CNN report that the 27 member states have agreed in principle to bar travelers from several countries, including the United States, because they have not met criteria for controlling the coronavirus. The United States has the world's highest number of coronavirus infections and the highest number of deaths. The infection rate has been increasing in several states in recent days, with spikes in Texas, Florida, Arizona, and California. The ban would be a stinging rebuke to the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. A new meeting on the matter is scheduled for Monday. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.